Could you talk about the design of the HERA and BCRG studies and when data might be available from those?
Yes. You know, these trastuzumab adjuvant trials really are reflective of worldwide collaboration because we have these very large four trials, and they're really complementary. NSABP started looking at the two-arm trial using the paclitaxel once every 3 weeks, and they originally had overall survival as a primary endpoint. Then, based on new data, they actually changed the schedule of paclitaxel to be similar to what we were doing in the intergroup study in 9831, so they allowed the weekly paclitaxel, and they modified their primary endpoint to be disease-free survival as in our study. But these two studies really built on what we had learned from the CLGB9344, what we had learned also in terms of tolerability from our own metastatic studies, and also even E1199, the other adjuvant trial. But the BCRG006 trial and HERA drew from other experiences. BCRG elected to use AC followed by docetaxel once every 3 weeks as the standard chemotherapy arm. And then they added the sequential trastuzumab. But in the third arm, they looked at a non-anthracycline regimen, their TCH, which uses docetaxel carboplatin once every 3 weeks with trastuzumab. Then the HERA was completely different, as HERA only looked at the sequential introduction of trastuzumab after chemotherapy. So the patients all complete the chemotherapy, and then they are randomized to no trastuzumab, trastuzumab for 1 year, or trastuzumab for 2 years. But in that trial, all the trastuzumab is given once every 3 weeks.
And the chemotherapy is not specified?
I tell you, they have a detailed description of what chemotherapies are potentially to be included, but the list is very long. So essentially, it's almost anything that physicians feel comfortable recommending to their patients.
And what are the projections for those two studies in terms of best-case scenario, in terms of when we might see some data?
I tell you, the BCRG study was closed to patient accrual almost a year ago. The HERA study completed accrual a few months ago, and that trial had a larger number of patients, more than 4,700 patients. So I think the timing in terms of data release may occur at about the same time for all of the trials, because we are joining N9831 with the NSABP, so that's more than 5,000 patients. Then BCRG finished they're about almost 3,000 patient trials, a little more than 3,000 patient trials a year ago, and HERA finished quickly, but their trial has a large number of patients. So it may all happen at the same time.
Should be an interesting year.
Yes, exciting, especially potentially for our patients.